NABA, your daily Oman news briefing. Tuesday, 28th April, 2026. Oman's diplomatic outreach, humanitarian success, and economic partnerships across Asia. Today's highlights include Oman's active participation in global nuclear non-proliferation talks and high-level security dialogues with the UK. Domestically, the Faka Kurba initiative successfully secured the release of over 1,500 insolvent individuals, while efforts to advance medical and high-tech industrial partnerships with China continue. Here are the top headlines. Police intercept human smuggling attempt in Duqm, arresting two suspects. This operation highlights Oman's ongoing commitment to enforcing strict border security and legal regulations. Addressing human smuggling is crucial for national security and public safety within the Sultanate's special economic zones. Humanitarian initiative Faka Kurba secures release for 1,519 insolvent individuals. The program reflects the collaborative effort between the legal community and civil society to address financial hardship. It provides social support to those imprisoned for debt, demonstrating Oman's focus on humanitarian and social welfare. Oman joins 11th Review Conference for Nuclear Non-Proliferation in New York. Participation in this UN conference underscores Oman's diplomatic commitment to global stability and disarmament. It positions the Sultanate as an active, responsible stakeholder in international efforts to maintain nuclear safety and regional peace. Also in today's briefing, Foreign Minister holds security talks with British diplomatic official. Delegation explores high-tech medical and logistics partnerships in China. Indian maritime authorities confirm safety of vessels in the Arabian Gulf. Omani-Pakistani business meeting focuses on enhancing economic and trade cooperation. Sweden reports decline in foreign trade surplus for March period. European Parliament requests 10% increase for long-term budget. Business leaders discuss food security and retail integration opportunities. Divers remove 800 kilograms of waste from Damanyat Islands Nature Reserve. Al Suwayh Park in Jalan Bani Bu Ali opens tomorrow. Dhofar Municipality auctions naming rights for public transport bus shelters. Indonesian train collision death toll rises to 15 victims. Omani delegation reviews high-tech pharmaceutical industrial opportunities in China. Oman's beach football team advances to Asian Games final match. Italian player Yannick Sinner advances at Madrid Open Masters tournament. Historical documentary exhibition displays over 200 items in SOAR. Google breaks ground on $15 billion AI hub in India. Russian researchers develop biotechnology for liver protection and regeneration. This has been NABA, your daily Oman news briefing. Follow us at naba.om and subscribe on WhatsApp for daily updates. Thank you for listening.